Good morning. Happy hump day. It is Wednesday. Whether or not you call it the middle of the week, whether or not you call it hump day, whether it's your Bible study day, whatever day you call today, just make certain that you are calling it, number one, the day that the Lord has made. And he said to rejoice and be glad in it. And I tell you, whenever I am ministering to someone, God reminds me, you need to think about the words that you are ministering and make certain that you yourself have those words embedded deep down in your heart and you are striving to live those words. Today, I'm going to tell you up front, my son is at home with me. So if I have to stop and be a mommy, just please charge it to my head and not to my heart. This is called life. This morning, I just want to go back and I want to talk about what I encouraged you with on yesterday, Psalms 19 and 14, that says, now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God. What are we thinking about today? What are we thinking about today? What are we meditating about? What are we allowing to come out of our mouths today? I tell you, I am going to be more cautious. God began that work in me and God is able to complete it. But guess what? He needs our participation. How many times have I heard, it's been too many times, I've asked a question, well, how do you think this is going to get fixed? And the response I would get is, well, it's just going to fix itself. No, it's not. God is not a poof, poof, bam, bow. There it is right there. God has his part. You have your part and I have my part. We cannot expect God to come in and wave a magic wand and then everything be okay. He desires our participation. That means that when we pray and ask God to do something, we can't just sit back and fold our legs. We can't just sit back and fold our legs. Why? Because faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Now, does that mean that you have to go and conjure up some stuff? No. Just make sure that whatever you do it as you are doing it unto God for an audience of one. Make sure that your heart is true. Make sure that your heart is sincere. God, I'm doing this. I know that faith without works is dead. So God, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to put in this application. God, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to put this application in online. Some people like to do it online. Some people like to go to the actual place. But God wants to see us putting our best foot forward. And when we put one foot forward, guess what God's going to do? He's so gracious that he's not going to equal us. If we put one foot, he's going to put another foot. God will put 2 feet forward. If we put 2 feet forward, God's going to put 4 feet forward. So God is just a God of multiplication. So whatever we do, God's going to multiply it as long as we do it with a true and a sincere heart. That is what God is looking at this morning. We have to do everything as we are doing it unto God. And God gets the glory when we make him an audience of one. Don't let what you do be judged by its value off of what man would say. Because if that's what you're waiting for, you're going to be so behind. You're going to be at the back of the line. But like I said before, my son encouraged me that we are line leaders. We're above, not beneath. We're ahead and we're not behind. So let that encourage you this morning to think about what you are thinking about and to go to God and say, God, I said something that I shouldn't have said. And it was a result of me meditating on something that was outside of your will. So this is good news this morning. It just means that we need to stay more in the presence of God. If you're new at building a prayer life with God, don't think that your prayer life has to be like someone else's. God has already ordained and ordered your prayer life that is between you and him. Just go to him. I told a young lady the other day, I said, just start praying just little by little. And this young lady should be about 19 or 20 years old. And I told her, I said, just pray just little by little. And for her, that may mean just say, God, help me. Or, God, are you there? And just the fact that she stepped out in the measure of faith that God has given her, guess what God's going to do? He's going to multiply that. You hear my baby in the background? I'm trying to signal him to calm down, but he just gets excited when he's in the room with his mom. But so anyway, so then the next thing that I want to talk to you about and encourage you about is I talked about you will know a tree by the fruit that it bears. And I talked about how people tell us, well, girl, can't nobody judge you. Or, you know, you see people, they get it tattooed on them. They'll say, no one can judge me but God. God is the one who judges us into heaven or hell. God is the one that judges us into heaven, into hell. Why would you even want to wait on God to judge you into heaven or hell when all you got to do is work on getting it right down here on earth? So let that sink in just a little bit. But I talked about knowing a tree by the fruit that it bears. And I'm a word chick. I like to go and research words and make sure that the words that I'm pouring out, that I know exactly what they mean. And so I went and I looked up the word know. And it means, and this is a Webster's Dictionary definition of the word know, K-N-O-W. To be aware of through observation, inquiry, or information. And then it went further to say, have developed with someone through spending time with them, becoming familiar or friendly with. And it goes back to what I said on yesterday. You will know a tree by the fruit that it bears. And if you see a person and this person wants to be your friend and you want to be their friend, don't jump into that relationship so quickly. Get to know them. And when you get to know them, guess what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to judge. You're going to have to weigh. Now, they have too much anger. I see that they have a little bit of patience over here, but the anger and the frustration and the bitterness outweighs the little bit of patience that they have. So I got to pray about that, because what you don't want to do is hitch your star to someone who is battling with something that you may be battling with. You don't want to hitch your star to someone who's struggling just as much as you are. I don't know about you, but I have enough on my plate. My plate is full, and I don't have any more room for anyone else's junk. Are we supposed to help our brother and our sisters? Yes, we are. But God wants us to do those things in balance. He doesn't want me to burden myself down with someone else's junk, and they're not even willing to go to God and say, God, I have these issues. Can you please help me? Can you please send me someone that can help me, that can give me the word of God? And you're going to know when that person sincerely needs help. You're going to know when they want to change. Why? Because you're going to see the fruit in their lives. How many times have you ministered to someone month after month, year after year, day after day, minute after minute? And before you know it, 2 years have passed, 3 years have passed, 4 and 5, and you've been in a friendship with this person, and you have been laboring for this person, for them to show some resemblance of the fruit of Jesus Christ in their lives. And before you know it, 8 years have passed, 10, and no fruit. And it seems like it either gets worse or it stays the same. Could it be that this is a place where you are sowing on unfertile ground, hard, stony ground? You go plant the seed, but the seed never gets implanted into the dirt because the soil, the heart is so hardened and calloused because of anger, pride, bitterness, unforgiveness, whatever their issue is. And you turn around and you think, these are 10 years that I have imparted the word of God. I have prayed and said, God, what do you have me to give this person? And you go and you labor with this person. 9 times out of 10, their mind is not even focused where your mind is at. You want them delivered, but their mind is, ooh, I'm so hungry. Oh, I can't wait to go down here to churches. They got a 2-piece for 99 cents. They're not in connection with you. So could it be that you spent that time laboring and toiling and praying with that person when there was somebody over in the corner crying out desperately for help? Help me. I need help. And it was a result because we didn't pray and say, God, do you want me to even enter into a relationship with this person? Do you want me to even take the time to go out to lunch with this person? So we have to begin to judge a tree by the fruit that it bears. I had a really good friend, a minister friend of mine. And I remember years ago, she said, I'm so tired of people saying, oh, nobody can judge us but God. And she gave the reference scripture that I gave that talks about you will know a tree by the fruit that it bears. What sense, what godly sense does it make for us to enter into a relationship with someone and we haven't prayed, really prayed and waited on God's answer? All of the fruit is there. The signs are showing. You can't get along with them. All they do is get mad and upset and angry and frustrated, and everything has to go their way. The world has to see the world, people, the ones around them, who they work with, their family, their children. They have to see life through their eyes. And if you don't see life through their eyes, guess what? All hell breaks loose. Could it be because we did not consult God first and properly wait on God's answer? But we used everything that we could hang our hat on and say, ooh, this is God. Well, she picked me up for work this morning. Ooh, this has got to be God, because there's no way she would go out of her way. But then the rest of the relationship, when you're going through, you can't get her. You can't reach her. When you need her to speak words of encouragement to you, ooh, girl, I'm busy. Let me call you back. Or when your children are in need, she's nowhere to be found. But whenever her children need, you give your last. Judge a tree by the fruit that it bears. I have learned, and God showed me this, and he said, Keisha, it's going to be okay. But there are some people that they're only going to go so far. You can expect people to do like I've called you to do. You can't expect people to give their last just because you do. You can't expect them to do that. And my heart says, well, God, why would someone not want? Because God did not call each of us to walk the same walk. And sometimes God is telling those people to do those things, but because they're so selfish, they won't do it. They won't budge because their heart is hardened in a certain area. Know a tree by the fruit that it bears. It will save you some sleepless nights. It will save you some years. Think about in your mind a person that you invested time into and you look back and you say, oh, that was a waste of my time. Oh, if I just would have prayed and asked God to show me. Oh, if I just would have let God's word be true and let what I thought be a lie, I wouldn't be in the situation that I'm in. I would not have lost so much money. I would not have lost so much time. Well, that is my time because my son, he's calling me and he thinks he's going to get what he's asking for, but he's not going to get what he's asking for. He's going to get something else, and that's going to be better for him. You all be blessed. Share this podcast with someone who needs to know that they need to begin to judge a tree by the fruit that it bears. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in the sight of the Lord. Better, greater. It is sooner. It's right now. It's not later. It is not later. God has a plan. I heard a man of God say a few years ago, God has a plan. And I still say that to myself when I'm going through, when the rubber meets the road, when that door is slammed in my face,
I say, God, you have a plan. You have a plan. Help us, God, to submit to your plan, no matter how bad it looks, no matter how the numbers don't add up. Help us to submit to your plan and be kind to someone today just because. You all be blessed and know that it is my honor to pray for you. And until next time, bye-bye.